God Directs Our Service, October 4th. Service for God and with God. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. As we see the necessities of the poor, the ignorant, the afflicted, how often our hearts sink. We question, what avail our feeble strength and slender resources to supply this terrible necessity? Shall we not wait for someone of greater ability to direct the work, or for some organization to undertake it? Christ says, "Give ye them to eat." Use the means, the time, the ability you have. Bring your barley loaves to Jesus. Though your resources may not be sufficient to feed thousands, they may suffice to feed one. In the hand of Christ they may feed many. Like the disciples, give what you have. Christ will multiply the gift. He will reward honest, simple reliance upon Him. That which seemed but a meager supply will prove to be a rich feast. Our hearts are to be so filled with the love of Christ that our words of thanksgiving shall warm other hearts. This is service that all can perform, and the Lord accepts it as offered to Himself. He makes it efficacious, imparting to the earnest worker the grace that reconciles man to God. May the Lord help His people to realize that there is earnest work to be done. May He help them to remember that in the home, in the church, and in the world they are to work the works of Christ. They are not left to labor alone. The angels are their helpers, and Christ is their helper. Then let them labor faithfully and untiringly. In due season they will reap, if they faint not. The Christian pilgrim does not yield to his desire to rest. He moves steadily forward, saying, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand."